This is 89.1 WEMU. I'm David Fair, sitting alongside the executive director and CEO of the Michigan Theater. Russ Collins stops by each week on a Thursday to talk all things movies, all things cinema, and all things Hollywood news. It's Cinema Chat, and welcome back.
Well, it's a great pleasure to be here, and I'm happy to kick off this segment with the news that Coco, which is the new Pixar film, has been playing in Mexico since the end of October, and it's been a huge, huge hit. It's the biggest grossing film ever in Mexico, and it opens in the United States on November 22nd, and my movie friends that have seen it said that it's just excellent, excellent, excellent. So audiences are loving it. Some of the more knowledgeable folks about cinema that I know watched it. And
they are
loved
planning
it.
The release appropriately in the United States for when the kids get off school.
Right, right, yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's coming out right around the Thanksgiving time, so you can look forward to that. Bad news in the art house world, the world that I live in. We run a national conference for independent cinemas.
The Art House Convergence.
Art House Convergence with Sundance. And one of the theaters that has attended that, Cine Family, which is an art house in L.A., was tarnished by sexual harassment allegations and debt. But it was the sexual harassment allegations that really brought the very negative dynamic of Cine Family to the national attention.
It's certainly going to impact investment and community support for the institution, and it was like $10 million they were in debt or something like that.
It was bad news all the way around, impact in the direct sector that we're in. And so anyway, this is a nasty, pervasive kind of dynamic that on one level is not a surprise at all. On another level is very devastating and has been devastating to the women in our community for many, many generations. And so we'll mourn the loss of Cine Family.
And that really is of the primary importance.
But also realize that the attention that these kind of things bring can have a positive outcome on a wider part of the industry. The State Theater is going to open on December 8th if all of the construction pieces and inspections go
well. Now, is that a big if or a small if? Are we using a capital I?
Well, it's an if. Just, I mean, I think many people have had the experience of wanting to move into a home, and then the inspector comes through and says, no, you got to fix this before you do that.
Oh, yeah, the one-week kitchen project that turns into 6 months.
Exactly. Been there. So, anyway, there's large things and small things that can trip up anything, but we're again expecting to open on Friday, December the 8th. We have some donor events planned for the 6th and 7th to thank the very generous donors that have made this project possible. And I'm happy to say we're coming in on the final programming of the theater, so I'm sharing a little sneak with our Cinema Chat listeners. The Square, which was the Palme d'Or winner at Cannes this year, is a Swedish film about an art museum and a PR firm, and Elizabeth Moss stars actually as the PR firm that's going to help out the Swedish museum in a big exhibit they want to do.
That's a pretty good get for the opening film.
Absolutely. Very happy about that. The Disaster Artist, which is a comedy that stars James Franco and Seth Rogen, film about that's based on the actual making of the worst film ever made, which is called The Room. By Tommy Wiseau, it's a spoof, it's a comedy. The Disaster Artist will be part of that. Destined, which is about the divergent destinies of a young man that play out in a film that's set in Detroit. It was shot in Detroit and directed by Kasim Basir, who's an Ann Arbor native and graduated from Huron High School. It was a Cinetopia hit last year.
It just reeks local all over the place.
It's very excited. Ai Weiwei has directed a film called Human Flow. It's a documentary about the refugee crisis that is in various parts of the world.
Right.
A very interesting piece. And then we're going to do some films from 1942, including Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Well, that's the State Theater opened, right?
Yeah, that's the year it opened. Maybe even The Fleet's End, which is the film that opened. And then some midnight films, which the state was known for. Things like The Big Lebowski, Harold and Maude, and Rocky Horror Picture Show. And that's just the first week. And the second week, we'll have other great things.
I can tell you're excited. You're listening to Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. David Fair alongside Russ Collins. And before we get to that grand reopening, there are movies still available to us. Now, Lady Bird is coming.
That's right. We're very excited about two films that are opening this week. Lady Bird, which is Greta Gerwig, who's been in a lot of indie films. And this is the first film that she's directed. And she has hit a home run with this piece. The reviews are outstanding. It's about a mother and a daughter, a family, really, but it's the conflict with the mother and the daughter. The daughter is played by Saoirse Ronan, who was nominated for an Oscar last year. And the writing on it, the execution, the performance are all extremely well reviewed. And for example, David Edelstein says, everything comes together for Greta Gerwig in her marvelous solo directorial debut. And then Kenneth Turan of the Los Angeles Times says, it is as warm as it is smart, and it is very smart. So it opens
great.
Tomorrow. Lady Bird is really anticipated.
And why should I be interested in Ebbing, Missouri?
Well, the three billboards outside of Ebbing, Missouri is directed by Martin McDonagh, who did In Bruges and Seven Psychopaths. Again, two very well-reviewed films. And the Academy Award winner Frances McDormand plays a grieving mother who challenges local authorities in the small town in Missouri to solve the case of her murdered daughter. Woody Harrelson plays the sheriff. It's really interesting, and although she's attacking him, he comes across as kind of a sympathetic character who's stuck in a difficult situation.
Yeah, he can do that well.
Yeah, Sam Rockwell plays the violent second in command. Peter Dinklage is in this as a hopeful love interest. Again, the performances by the Rolling Stone magazine says, just give Frances McDormand the Oscar right now.
I do find that she is just exceptional in almost everything she does.
Absolutely. And Owen Gleiberman, another Ann Arbor native who's the chief reviewer for Variety magazine, says, a quirky emotional puzzle that put together by a trickster poet. Again, the director, Martin McDonagh. So that opens on the 21st. So that opens right before Thanksgiving.
And still an opportunity to see a couple of films, been around for a little while.
Yeah, Todd Haynes' new film, who he did Carol, was his last one, Wonderstruck, about these two children that are separated by 50 years in terms of their childhood, but their fates and dynamics of their story come together. It stars Julianne Moore. Loving Vincent, which we're playing throughout the month of November on occasional screenings. It's a huge, huge hit. Every time we show it, hundreds and hundreds of people come. It's great. And Saoirse Ronan, again, is a voice character in this, and it's about Vincent van Gogh, and it was done with oil. It's all oil painting animation, which is the first time that's ever been done. And then a film that people are really like, kind of under the radar, The Florida Project, which is directed by this Sean Baker, who did Tangerine last year.
Yeah, it's got William Dafoe in it.
And
yeah,
he is outstanding. Don't Look Back is playing tonight only at 9:30. This is the D.A. Pennebaker documentary on Bob Dylan at the peak of Bob Dylan's career in 1967, which is part of our 1960s. I think it's actually 65 was when the concert was done, but the film came out in 67.
Right.
The Monterey Experience, the Monterey Pop Festival, is also being shown on Monday.
that's where America really got introduced to Janis Joplin and Jimi Hendrix. And
yeah,
of course, the famous scene of him lighting his guitar on fire.
So that's going to be on Monday the 20th. And then the Polish Film Festival takes residence in the Michigan Theater on November 17th through 19th. This has been done for many, many years. Poland is one of the great cinema cultures in the world.
Recognized here.
Underrecognized in the United States for sure, but Polish animated films are amazing. We had a film that played at Cinetopia called After Image, which is also playing as part of the Polish Film Festival. So you don't have to be Polish to love these films. And again, they're going to be at the Michigan Theater November 17th through 19th.
Now, on the broader perspective, when it comes to the movie world, virtually everybody in this building and everywhere I walk is talking about the next superhero movie.
The Justice League.
Right.
Yeah. Which brings together a bunch, if not all, of the DC comic characters. Gal Gadot is back as Wonder Woman. Ben Affleck is playing Batman. And Superman is in the film, and anyone that you can think of.
Now, the last superhero movie I saw was the Batman movie with Michael Keaton. And there may be people listening out that weren't born when that came out.
There were probably many people listening that weren't born. Gal Gadot had a big hit this summer with Wonder Woman. And actually, she's kind of laid down a gauntlet to say that she won't make another Wonder Woman movie.
This if one Brett was Ratner is the director.
Brett Ratner is even directing any of the films. we're also a film that a lot of people are looking forward to, Wonder, which stars Jason Tremblay, who was in Room. Not The Room, but Room, the big hit from last year. It's based on a New York Times bestseller about, and it's a heartwarming story of a young man who was born with a lot of facial differences, deformities, and it prevented him from going to mainstream schools, but then he goes there and becomes kind of a hero. Owen Wilson and Julie Roberts star in
that. The final movie kind of explores issues that we are contending with as a nation and our social dialogue today, but harkens back to World War II.
Racism in the United States as an integrated part of society, unfortunately. But this is about two World War II veterans that come back, one black, one white, from two different families. It's a very dynamic family drama and a great story, unfortunately, about the terrible racism.
And it's called Mudbound.
Mudbound. Go check it. I saw it at Sundance last year and liked it a lot.
For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for Cinema Chat on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
Ta-ta from Hollywood.